Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First, Star Wars Saga Edition, Dawn of Defiance campaign. With me tonight, we have the return from across the pond. Not just across the pond, this guy is literally 13 hours in the future. Ooh, that's right. It's about 10:30 on a Friday night, but for him, it's like 11:30 Saturday morning. Jay Tamlin is in the house revising his role as Dr. Leth. You thought we'd keep a good doctor down. No, I say he's back. We've got our time schedule set up and he will be joining us back for most, unless he keeps buggering off on Friday nights or Saturday mornings here at We Shot First. Mr. Jay Tamlin, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
Next, we have our ever-present, never late, always on time. If there was an award I could give out to any rolemonger for attendance, especially what's been going on with other things lately, I would have to give it to Aiden Willems. The guy shows up before I do. I turn on my cameras and stuff, and he's there. Hi, Jeff. Ah! Hi. It's only 6:30, man. What are you doing here? Waiting. Mr. Aiden Willems is in the house.
Yes, I am, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
A revised role, an NPC cameo, an on and off. Is he crew? Is he going to become a permanent cast member? We don't know. We're not going to tell you. Mr. Joe Gibson is in the house tonight, playing Haas the pilot.
Hello, hello.
Of course, everyone's favorite Fortress 2, everyone's favorite mercenary, Ryan Messina, is with us this evening.
I am always present.
We are short a couple rolemongers. We don't have Frank, and we don't have the man himself. We don't have our fearless leader, Rahul Obrist, played by Matt Witt, but the show must go on. So, to help me with our live stream here at twitch.tv/GMscut, where we're going to put this up, hopefully with some live music raw tonight, and then pull the audio for your podcasting pleasure if you happen to be listening to the show. If you're free and you want to see our ugly mugs and some of the combat boards that we have going on Roll20, then check us out every other Friday night here around 10:30 after we finish our Age of Ashes Pathfinder 2nd Edition stream for Dark Galaxies Gaming on Twitch. We switch over to our own channel and we play Dice for Dishonor. We play Star Wars. We play all kinds of stuff depending on who's available and what week it is. So, gentlemen, little action music taking you back. It is round 5, and at the top of the initiative, trapped in the atrium with a bunch of... Do you remember the names of these creatures?
Garox?
Oh, it's not like they introduced themselves like, hi, I'm Barbara and Dave. I just mean like...
I don't remember the name, Jeff. I'm sorry.
You don't remember the name? I don't remember the name. I just realized I'm looking at the adventure, and it's still Pathfinder. It's like, wait a minute, that's Star Wars. But at the top of the round, trapped in an atrium, we'll get back to what's going on the ship. Poser. These things are resorting to dirty flyby attacks in the dark. What do you do? What will you do? Is your go, sir?
Well, it's in the dark, correct?
Yes, it's dark here.
Okay. And looking at my token, I'm on the west side of the tree so that Rahul can't really quite see all of me.
Oh, yeah. No, he's cowering and busy with his own targets. I wouldn't, unless you started glowing or something, or shooting, you know, lasers. What do you got in mind?
I don't have lasers, but I do have force grip.
You do. And the cover of night, if that's what you're going for. Yes, by all means.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Have at it, then.
All right.
Kreehawk is the word we're looking
Kreehawk,
for.
Kreehawk.
Kreehawks.
Whether it's Hawk or Rock or something.
Or, as Matt was putting it, it's Condor Man! Love that.
Condor
Man. Condor Man is attacking you. What's your turn? Merrick, you're on deck. What do you want to do there, Poser?
I'm going to use force grip. Sorry. It is a standard action, and make it use the force check now.
Okay.
So I got a 29. So since I beat DC 25, the target takes 6 die 6 of points of damage. If my check or if my use the force check exceeds their fortitude defense, they can only take a single swift action on their next turn.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So with your 29, which is like hellishly high, and I'm looking at my fort, yeah, I think you beat that. So okay. I'm down to what?
So you can only take a swift action next turn, and you take 23 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Now, do these things get... don't you have like a you beat it by 10 kind of thing, and you get extra oomph out of your powers?
That is. Normally, if I just beat the DC 15 set, they take 2d6. If I beat DC 20, it's 4d6. 25, 6d6.
Oh, sorry. They set DCs for you to beat, not 10 yes. above my DC. Okay, right. Sorry. I'm still stuck in the last game. All right. This thing's flying around and then just suddenly flies up in the air, holding its throat, and then just falls to the ground motionless.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back on the ship, I'm pulling up the player's guide. Whoop.
Hell of a segue. And,
yes. Merrick, somebody threw something at you. A blade, a flash grenade went tink tink by your feet. It's dark. You're trying to listen and... you know, going off of tiny little LED lights. So dark in here.
Sure. I have Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Askeleth is right beside me.
No, Leth is... you left him behind playing with computers in the lab trying to get auxiliary power back up.
I'm just... okay, where...
so you're here.
Oh, okay, I'm around the corner.
Yeah, you're near the engine.
Ting, ting, ting.
And over there we have Leth.
I gotcha. Okay. I would like to take move action to move around corner away from Ting Ting Ting.
Okay. So you want to go north, like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, that kind of thing?
Other side. Go around the south end.
That's towards the Ting Ting.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Away from...
Ting Ting Ting, like, hits this wall right here and drops, like, right here.
Okay. Then definitely towards number 10, north on the map, away.
Okay, so you've got your six squares saying you're kind of in this one. I don't know why that's not lining up anymore. I know. Right. We'll go to the map layer, and we'll move the map for you.
There so, here.
Okay.
Cool. I move.
That's a single move?
Yes.
And now what?
I have an action. I'd like to ready an action. Seems like I have no target.
Okay.
If I see a non-friendly target, I wish to shoot them.
Okay. Are you trained on the way you came or where you're going?
Good call. I would like to slice the pie. I would like to face to my east and south. The way that I came and the way that just opened up to me.
Okay. I gotcha. So glance, listen left, glance, listen right, and hope you catch something moving or making noise.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. Anything else?
That is action, move action, free action. I hold in poop.
Okay. Zin taking the proverbial 10 and is kind of broken out of combat rounds, searching this guy, looking for clues, having his always so convenient flashbacks. I've got Zeta on here, and that actually, to me, that actually means it's time for the Quarren assassins. Now, we've dropped two. There's still one roaming about, and I'm not going to show you where he is. You just have to figure out what's going on. So... as far, can I have a perception from you, Merrick?
Of course. I gladly give perception. Oh, and I get perception of 18.
Okay. It's still dark. You sense someone moving about more than see them. But it's, like I said, it's not like there's a ting-ting or anyone's opening fire on you. You just kind of get this feeling that, you know, the cat and mouse game is continuing.
I tense up on the trigger finger.
Okay. Rob, you getting this? I just sent you a message in the chat here. RX-726 in my turn order from an old gladiator is actually our large companion that Haas has been trading fire with around a corner. Last game, a Wookiee was under position under the cockpit ladder so that no one could get up into the cockpit and gain control of the bridge. The Quarren assassin slipped into the room and has obviously failed. Your name, unpronounceable by, you know, humans, and you never insist on, like, letting anyone call you something other than the way you yell. So, we'll just refer to you as the Wookiee Slaver at the moment.
Works for me.
Haas, a hero that you're supposed to kill, leans out, start trading gunfire, and got a lucky shot off, driving you back down towards the ramp here at 24.
Yeah.
So your options are wait right on this corner and try and jump him with melee if he comes around with a gun, or withdraw to a corner like here or here, or just back off enough, wait for him to like pop around that corner.
Okay,
don't tell me out loud. You can, because like I said, they can hear you and they'll counter, right? So in the personal chat, privately message me what you want to do, and I'll have you do the rolls.
Gotcha.
And unless, like I said, unless you're going to rush him or shoot him in the face, going, aha, no one expects a, you know, no one expects a Wookiee with a stun baton.
How do I
say nobody it? Expects the Fairy Inquisition.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I got it. That's right. I was clicking the wrong spot.
Yeah, so in the Zoom chat there, you can scroll through our names and send private messages. So, All right. So while the Wookiee is taking action, anything I need to worry about or you have your roll about? You just cat and mousing, I'm assuming? Okay. As you back off and slip, okay, Merrick, a large silhouette crosses the hallway here. Hmm. And like I said, it's not so much you can see him in the dark at 15 feet or 15 meters away. It's the fact that the lights, the ambient light spillage, some of the LEDs and stuff all wink out.
Like
I said, you've been and listening or whatever, right? And there's that padding of the feet, boom, 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 as he's quietly going.
Yeah.
So I need a stealth check from the Wookiee. And Merrick, what was your last perception we got out of you?
18.
Yeah. So what have we got for skills? They don't really have much going on there. So give me a raw 20.
Me?
No, our Wookiee. We're doing some fakeage here.
Oh my god, raw 20. I'm like, oh,
Stealth runs off of Dex with plus, so it's anyway. Like I said, so let's assuming he gets the 13 to 15 range with your 18, you perceive him. So like I said, this shadow goes by and you shoot.
Yeah. You bastard.
So you're shooting in the dark.
Yeah,
Aiden, shooting blind in Star Wars. Man, it's been a while.
Oh God, Jeff, you're gonna make me look up rules here.
I can make it easy. What if I just did a burst, like an auto fire in that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Like you've just picked two squares. Okay, so ping me two squares.
No, I'm better than that. Remember, I get to do cones now.
Oh, okay. So you're just gonna cone that corner?
I'm gonna cone the corner.
Okay. So you need to hit his reflex, right?
That is correct.
And if you fail, he takes half. If you succeed, he takes the damage.
That is also
so
correct.
As you're slipping back, someone's camping quietly, sitting there, making no noise. And as you slip off that corner, he just lights up and sprays and brays you with his special carbine. Surprise!
Ta-da!
And through the ambient light of the laser beams, blaster rifle fire, you see a large, fuzzy... Oh my god, Elmo has come to kill us! He's huge!
You're lucky. It's an attack of 11.
So half of 16, you take...
9. 8. 8. No, 8. I was right the first time.
8. Okay. So, you seeing your hit points here, Rob? Okay. Now, that number's not full. You've actually taken damage. So, okay. I've got you tracking. I'll let you know when you drop.
But yeah, no problem.
You're already down to 2/3 of that, thanks to Haas. Now you just took another 8, which drops you to the proverbial halfway, let's say. Oh, that's not working. Okay, so I'll just message you, Rob, how many you have left now.
Yeah.
Just so you have an idea of fight or flight.
Roughly 8 less.
So, phew, when he, you know, zips around the corner there, out of range. So, you're backing off, and you were here, and you go, 1, 2, oh my god, I'm getting shot. 3.
Oh shit.
Yeah, no, he's got enough just to, because he's only crossing, his idea was to cross the hall and then come down. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll actually put him here. So in a single move action. Now, does stealth half your movement in this? I can't remember.
I believe so.
It does in almost every other game.
Yeah. So for you, basically, your chances are is you can stop here in the open and return fire.
Done.
Or you can take cover. That's true. Just okay.
I'm a Wookiee.
So he's on his way, and you shoot him, and he gets angry at you. Yeah.
Turn and fire.
Okay. Turn and shoot at the source. you see a man lit up from the gunfire and can estimate, you know, that he's within like a 2, 3, 4 square range. But unfortunately, he's done shooting and is standing in the dark, and you shoot back.
AKA -5 penalty to your attack roll.
Thank you.
Okay.
But he's out in the open, no cover, so.
True, but he has to guess the square.
I was born in the darkness.
He just sprayed. Like, if it was a single shot, I might get picky, but since he literally went...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's coming from basically, you know, a square. I'll be mean. Your bowcaster is at +3. Your stun baton is +5. I had your bowcaster out, and you were shooting at Haas. So if you give me a d20 +3...
Yep. Now, can I use the devastating attack with rifles on this round?
Good question. I can't remember what that does.
Okay.
Devastating attack drops...
The threshold by 5.
Yes. Thank you. Just trying to read it.
So if you manage to do more damage than his threshold, and his threshold drops by 5, you could possibly start pushing him down the track.
Exactly.
Sure. I don't think it takes like a full round to activate. It was your turn. You were moving. He reacted to your turn by lighting you up. It's still your turn, so I don't think I have a problem with this. So, okay. Using your devastating attack, instead of running for cover, you know how people like run through gunfire, Merrick, right? He runs, you start lighting him up, you know, there's that two bullets hitting the sand. Well, there's laser bolts scoring the walls, and when you finally actually score a hit on him in the spray, he just stops dead, turns, roars, and pulls up his bowcaster and just starts yelling back at you, unleashing.
Yep, 17.
Wait, did you factor in the -5?
Not yet.
Sorry, my apologies. 12.
So 12.
Okay.
12. Reflex Merrick. What do you got?
Much more than 12.
Okay, yeah.
Then you just stand there for a bit.
My question. He is special.
Drinking to Lanza. Oh, he's standing his ground. Admirable. So, Dr. Leth. I had you secretly making a skill success challenge, and you were just getting into it, and I had you like, you know, oh, success, you know, so trying to get you the proverbial like 3 out of 5 to try and get some kind of auxiliary lighting, you know, something that would at least light up certain areas of the ship. It's not going to light every hallway, but at least you guys could like, you know, certain corners and exits and stuff, as opposed to flipping around in the dark. So, can I have a engineering or computer use?
Certainly. Let's go with... by engineering, do you mean mechanics?
Yeah, sorry.
I'll use computer at the moment.
Okay.
Use computer of 22.
Okay. You access the auxiliary systems, but they're offline. So, unfortunately, from this station, you can't... you know, you can't do it from here. You have to physically go to the engineering section and use that computer. Something has sort of, not firewalled, but taken, you know, all the auxiliary computers off. Maybe it was the blowout, but...
All right, I suppose I'm going on an adventure.
Okay.
I will...
You can tell Arthur to stay here, but he's half in pieces.
Yeah, I don't think Arthur's going anywhere anyways.
I want to help.
I will do, though, is I will take out my pistol in one hand, and from my other hand, as I'm leaving, I'll take out my fire blade and light it up to see if I can get some light out of that.
Okay, so because your base attack's over 1, as you move your feet and head for the door, you draw weapons.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this. They're light weapons. It's not like you're pulling out 2 big rifles off your back or something. They're small objects, so even though you're doing the double draw, it seems pretty good. I'm kosher with that. Where do you want to go?
I will be heading towards the...
4, 5, 6 will put you here.
I suppose I'm doing that then.
Okay. Have you got control of your guy?
I do.
There you go. Okay.
And
the... Merrick emerging from the door, a shadow! You know, but unfortunately he's already gone this round.
What if I could have?
The computer that I need is over here. Is it?
Yeah, it's 15, yep.
Okay. Continuing along. I'm assuming I did at least hear that there is a combat going on there.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's to your left. They're trading gunfire to your left.
I'll hang out.
And you can hear a Wookiee screaming like to your north there. So,
and you hear Stasha screaming
right around there just to wait to check to make sure it's safe.
No, you had a computer check, which is a standard. So all you're left with is a move, right?
Oh, fair enough.
And that's you. And we switch to Rahal. back at the atrium. And Rahal is going to take aim at a birdman. I have this on good authority. He's going to shoot at... he's going to shoot at Condor Man. So I'm just going to pull his character up here and go, here we go, and see what we get. Now, when you guys click on your character sheets, it'll ask you to input a value. So if you guys have a chance for that, you know, -5 or something in the dark, by all means, you don't have to wait for after. Anyway, shooting with a 9 would have got awesome damage, but unfortunately, he's shooting. And he I believe he's going to want to move. Even Rahal doesn't want to stay in one place in the dark and kind of goes 1, 2, 3, you know, tries to get himself over to another tree just so he's not in the same position where they believe he is.
Yeah.
And that brings us, gentlemen, to round 6. Poser, it is your go. Merrick. Oh, we missed Haas. Haas isn't in the initiative order. That's strange. My bad. Well, Haas?
Yep.
Can we, I'll have you go now. Maybe you were waiting to see something, you know, type of thing.
Sure. That works.
But at least technically you won't miss the round. So you shot the ladder, remember? And, you know, driving the Wookiee back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You need to switch the map.
Yep. I'm on it. Sorry.
There we go.
Or not only that. Oh, I've got a poser here for you. That's strange. I guess we don't have a Haas.
I guess I'm using poser. Sorry.
No, you can use Zinn.
How dare you touch me?
Do we have a Zinn?
You have to buy me dinner first.
Yeah, we'll use Zinn. Zinn is the new black. Zinn is the new poser. No, Zinn is the new... There he is. Zinn is the new Haas. Eking in at the end of the round. So, just so we're clear here. Okay. Haas, you're now Zinn for the moment.
Okay.
Using the yellow mini. And there you are. And shot the ladder and drove off, right? Anyway, sure enough, as you might have hoped, the Wookiee has encountered your other crew members. And he's, you know, angrily trading fire with them.
Yay.
Doesn't sound like he's far away. You guys might have had him boxed in. So what do you do?
Well, I will move to the corner.
Okay.
I can't grab my mini.
That's okay. I got him. So you want to just ping? Where are you going?
Yep.
You want to come up?
Nope. Thank you.
Come out. Peek around.
Yep.
Okay.
Peeky.
It's dark. Do you have any kind of dark vision, infravision, cyber vision?
Nope.
Nope. You just have the old tacticking scope. It has the hovering.
Yep.
the highlighting brackets, right? The targeting brackets. They're green around friendlies and amber around unknowns and red around. Okay. So it's this little bouncing red square as the brackets are searching the dark. Where is he? Where is he? Right.
But yeah. So I'll do the old military. Take the knee. Poke the head around the corner with yep. the rifle.
And sure.
Hopefully, if it's whatever it is, I will shoot. Yep. Friendly or not, I guess.
Make me a sad Wookiee.
I'm gonna need you a perception check because he's finished firing. He hasn't moved from a proverbial spot, so you can hear him in the hallway. You're just not sure where he is. So give me a perception.
I will as soon as it lets me roll it.
Now, I know perceptions aren't standards, but are they moves in this? Oh, so many game systems. It's wonderful. We have a wide variety show here at Dicewise Entertainment, thanks to the Roll Longers Podcasting Network. Then you try and switch systems in a single night, and it's like, yeah. So, anyway, have you got a sheet loaded in with us here?
Yeah, no. it's just wasn't rolling for me. 13, sir.
Okay. 13, I will say, is you can have a best guess, and a best guess, since it's not like 15, going, I think it's this square. I want you to pick odd or even.
Odd.
Okay, now roll any dice you want, and if it's odd, you're pretty sure the big silhouette is in one of two, you know, the proverbial 50% miss, as it were, before we even get to your -5. It's like, is he in this square or has he moved? 9 is odd. You're pretty sure where he is. fire away at -5. Sorry, Rob, this is a very short cameo. I might pass you.
Okay. It happens.
So normally for noticing targets, detecting a target that enters your line of sight is a reaction, but actively looking or listening for hidden enemies, including those to whom you do not have a line of sight, is a standard action.
Okay, so that actually is your action. I'll let you hold this attack for next round, buddy. That awesome 19.
That's with my -5.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So
I'll let you hold that.
Okay.
But we gotta go on to the next world of... So who knows, you know? they show him peeking and he takes the shot, but then those damn Star Wars movies, you know, they flip between all the pilots, the ground forces, and then there's the Jedi battle, right? So flipping back to the Jedi battle, right when it was getting good or holding your interest for 10 minutes, Poser, you're up, sir. Merrick, you're on deck.
All right,
what to do?
All right, how many of these things are still up?
How many have we dropped?
I know, well, we just dropped one. I know I at least got one good hit on like starting round, but mm-hmm. I actually can't see the guys.
Okay. You're in the darkness, it's hard to say if you've killed the guy you shot because they're like two and two coming at you guys.
Jeff, I'm a force user.
Oh right. Okay. You shot one, you've dropped another. So there's two left and one wounded as the third. So there's three.
Okay. Got it.
And I forgot them last round too.
Oh so, yeah.
So here we come. Yeah. 15, 16, 8, and 9. So, what's our pluses here? Dun, 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 dun. Other sheet. Attacking, kaka. Talons at plus 5. So, a 15 would get me a 20. That's the first guy that goes after you. Second guy is dead. So, I'm going to ignore that 16, which was even my better roll. And then a 9 and an 8. So, I'm just going down the list. First two on you, second two on Rahal, as I did last session, just to be fair. So two crap hits. Yeah, I think I might have hit you once.
Yes, you hit me once.
My best roll was wasted on a dead guy. talons, but I will roll the talons live just so that you guys can see. You know, using my dice tower here for expediency, but just so you guys see and suffer the awesome D4 plus 4. 6 points, sir.
Rip-shirt. Oh no, whatever shall I do?
Okay, don't get cocky again. So, Poser, it is your turn, because I'm pretty sure Rahal, with his awesome reflex of just double-checking, with my 5 getting like a 14 top, so I'm pretty sure he's good. But, Poser, we'll say it's your turn. What do you want to do?
Okay, so the one that just swiped at me, is that the injured one?
Yes, the one that you hit out of the gate.
Okay. Can I sense one of the other two, and are they within 12 squares of me?
Actually, you got to use the force to sense them.
Yes, it's not, I guess that's
true. It's not a reactionary. Or can you use the force once you have that up because they're in your line of sight?
I'm not actually.
Actually,
sure.
No, I'm going to make you a burn standard because unfortunately it's a freebie to see them in the dark using a power where a regular person couldn't. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, here, let me look up the rules really quick for sensing surroundings. Okay, so sense surroundings. This is a swift action. You make a DC 15 use force check to ignore the effects of cover and concealment when making perception checks to detect.
There you go. Swift. So it's, you need to do it, but it's not burning a major action. So,
yeah.
Okay. So give me a couple, because I know we're going to forget this again.
Okay, well, it's at a plus 14, so I literally can't fail it.
Okay, fair enough.
Or unless if we take natural ones on skill checks, I don't know if we do.
I don't think so. No, okay. Okay, so your radar is up and running, you're good, unless somebody starts dampening it or something.
Yeah.
You never know the powers of a Sith puppy. It could be dampening your field. But right now, you believe you can sense them. So, back to what you wanted to do to them.
All right, so is one of the two that's attacking Rahal within, like, 12 squares of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when they come down and around... one can fly like up the wall, the other one can finish by flying like out over the center, so at least one of them.
Okay, cool, then I'm going to use Mind Shard on that one.
Now you can also move if you want to step towards Rahal and then use Mind Shard.
I don't.
Okay, fair enough,
because I'm hidden from Rahal at the moment.
Okay, I'm just saying, you might get the
relax, Jeff. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, can all expose right,
so. Yeah, all right, for first task, use the force check again. Of course, I use all my good ones on my sensing roll.
He's on to me.
All right, I got a 17. So what is the target's will defense?
Lower than 17.
Okay. So it takes 2d8 points of force damage and moves one step down the condition track.
Okay, ow. You have that DC thing where you hit 15 and 20 and get extra damage, or did you already calculate it?
I already calculated that. Trust me, if I had done that on the 31, it would have taken 5d8 points of damage.
Oh, nice. Okay. So give me your damage.
5 points of damage and -1 on the condition track.
Done and done. But I'm still flying.
Yeah.
I'm just not a happy flyer. And what else you got?
That's it.
There is something else you can do. You're always saying I never help. You can hide as a move action.
Oh, okay. Yes.
If you want to use stealth and like just kind of shift your position even so much as a square, so you're not, you know, on the side of the tree they expect you, or, you know.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Where did he go? You know.
Yeah, let's rotate around the west side of the tree to the northwest corner of the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, use my emo-ness to hide. I got a six.
So you just slip around the tree? Whatever. Six, yeah. Whatever. Just goes around the front of the tree, facing their attacking position.
The cone is like a... It's like one of those, like the light cones that air traffic controllers use to bring in airplanes.
You're kind of also stepping into like their line of sight since it's the front of the room.
Yeah,
but we're doing the best we can. But let's not say I wasn't ever trying to be helpful, Merrick. Where are you, Merrick? Let's bring back the ship map, the Archelon, Merrick. Something moves in the night to your right, slipping out, and a Wookiee before you. What do you do?
Focus on what I know. What I know is that I have to be the biggest organism on this ship.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Okay, sorry. You're right. Go ahead.
You're sorry?
I threw you out of the turn, but I must have just double-clicked. It is your turn. Go right ahead.
Okay. So as I was saying, Medic must be the largest organism in beast and specimen on this ship at all times. There can be no contention.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have line of sight?
With a perception check. But you have to take it as a move action.
No, it's okay. I just do what I did before again.
Wait a minute. No, what are you saying? You're saying if you had line of sight on a target, you lit him up, you shot him, you're not sure if he's moved or not. So, yeah, I'd still say you have, you know, you're pretty sure he's there.
Pretty sure. It's not good enough. I just fire from left to right, right to left, left to right, right to left. And I'm sure I get it. And that is my choice.
Okay.
Boop, 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 boop. Sasha, teach him who's the biggest. Aha! 19. But minus 5 because I did not brace.
In the darkness.
Well, so it's 14.
Sorry, no.
But I still auto-fired, so he takes half.
That is true. Half of what?
19 damage.
So rounding down is 9 points? Okay, well, I sent you the numbers, Rob, so you know what you're down to now. You shoot him again, take it in the shoulder, and he's jumping around, but he's still possibly there, yelling louder. The reel's in. Searching bodies. You know, how's it going out there? Are we winning?
Always.
Brings us to the bad guys. Bad guy number one is going to lean out and look for a target. See somebody creeping around. And takes a shot. Now, where is my Corrin assassin? Bum, 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 bum. Blaster pistol at +8. Dr. Leth, your friend did not tell you that there are unfriendlies down there. Your station is guarded, and you tried...
I suppose, but I mean, like, could I get a reflex, like, for seeing that? Because, like, I see in the dark.
It's your turn ended there. On my turn, he leans out to shoot you. So for you, it's, like, just happening in daylight.
Oh, well, yeah, I just meant, like, if it was... Yeah, okay. Didn't know he was leaning out or anything.
Sorry, like, Corrin Assassin leans out. Okay. But it does look like he's sort of, you know, searching, so I'm going to reduce, you know, like, reduce his +8 to +3 because of the -5, because whether he's aware of you with some of my gear or, you know, perception or whatever, the shooting in the dark, I'm going to say, still stands for us. So, with a 7... Or assuming that you're the big man himself and just sees movement and shoots at it, he shoots the wall behind you and misses. Our Wookiee is trading fire and getting chewed up. Do you stand your ground? Yeah, the second volley, and you're reflexing and, you know, not getting killed, but you are slowly ticking down.
You know what? Can I take a little bit of cover talents here? Sorry, I didn't have this before. You know what? I'm gonna try again. I'm gonna try for that shot. I need to hit something.
Okay. Now he does have point blank shot.
Yeah.
So that would bring you, or sorry, that's not you. That's the assassin. Where's the slaver? Yeah. No, he does. The slaver has point blank shot, so that's a +1 hit and damage because he's so close. So that would only be -4.
I'll take it.
But yeah, he's just screaming and lighting you up, and you're screaming back, shooting back.
11.
Well, you rolled a natural 15.
Yeah, minus 4, you said.
Right. So he has a plus 3 to his bowcaster, so it's really only a negative 1.
Oh, sorry, negative 1. Yeah, 14. So 14. Thank you. I got to get used to this. Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I don't know. Eric, 14 hit you?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
The Wookiee realizes he is slightly outclassed and wishes he'd worn more than his fur.
Well, you can do more than shoot. Do you want to move?
I know, and I want to move.
Okay.
Oh, where? No, we're having fun. Don't leave now. It's fun times.
Where do you want to go? Ping me.
Yep, I'll ping you. I'm headed to here.
No, second largest organism. Please, come back. Don't go away. We're having fun.
Second largest.
You get my ping, Jeff?
No, I'm not seeing it.
How do I do that? Just
click on here. Is this where you want to go? Running for this corner?
Further down.
Well, I'm pinging this corner because that's the last known position to them. Like, you can count X amount of squares and, you know. Okay.
Four down. Hit,
heading for cover.
Yeah.
Off he goes. Dr. Leth. Oh, look. Merrick's left someone for you to play with. Oh, dear. Maybe I should put out that lit thing in my hand, which is giving away my position.
Yeah, I will.
I don't want to say it on my turn.
Deactivate that.
He's got a glowing knife. He shoots at it. What is that small hovering droid that glows? Ting. I still missed you. What do you want to do?
That goes out.
Okay.
Yes. First off, with the swift action, we'll switch that off. Okay. Where was this person that leaned out and shot at me?
He's down here on this corner. Or I should say, sorry, creeping up. He's here, actually, to get sight on you.
In which case, I will step forward and lean up against the wall, taking cover,
mm-hmm.
and fire with my own blast pistol.
Peek around, full cover, 2 squares away, 10 feet. Do you have point blank?
I do indeed.
Plus an additional plus 1 to hit and damage, I believe, and have at it. You can see in the dark?
I can. I have dark vision.
Oh. Is that like a Askeleth thing, or is that like an Arcadian thing?
Arcadian thing.
Oh, neat.
Well, apparently that was a natural 1.
Okay. So that's... Well, I shot at you. I see you move to the tight corner. I know it's coming, and he drops really low, and you shoot high. We'll blame that his training, not your crap aim. Rahul. Sorry. You move the wall, you shoot. If you get anything left... Oh, sorry. Swift to shut off the thing. So I'm assuming you're done?
That's it for me.
That's it for you. All right. Rahul. What do we got here? Where's good old Rahul? Rob?
Yes.
You're not having a good time.
No.
No. I guess I see this. You're not having a good time. So I'm going to temporarily... give you control of Rahul,
and let you take some
pot shots.
Oh no, I'm enjoying myself. I'm just feeling bad for the Wookiee.
Well, I don't get blamed if Rahul dies. I don't want it on me, so he's yours now.
Okay.
Talk like a Brooklyn accent. Well, you know what can he do in this poser? And the geyser is heavy. He's alone, right?
Yeah.
He's taking cover. He's taking shooting back. He does have a heavy blaster pistol. The only problem is it's dark, so he's taking a -5. So
-5.
Right. So. Okay. I'm assuming he'll keep moving and shooting, right? So I'm going to put him around this side of the tree, bracing for the attack. And, you know, the only thing I can see him doing is wait till he's actually attacked to dump the negative. I could see Matt doing that. He'd be I'm going to sit there when it shoots me, that like when it's right there clawing at me. But unfortunately...
Nope, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd wait for it.
Okay. So, one guy going after Poser, who's not really feeling good because my condition track has... Ooh, so I'm down to a -1 everything, so that's 15 plus my claws. Where are we here?
That hits.
Yeah, I think it does. Sorry.
You said 14.
Well,
so
that's 19 in total,
yeah,
so
yeah. It hits.
Okay, yeah. So again, with the lucky dice roller, let's pull out. Oh, you know what? I think it saves last one, so reroll. Boom. Now, it's -1 damage though, right?
The it's condition track? -1 to everything.
Right, so that's only 7 points. That okay. I can give you. Only yeah. 7 points. You're doing fine. And
actually, here, hold up. Let's check.
Two go for Rahul.
Actually, Rahul. I don't think. No. -1 on the condition check does not affect damage.
Oh, okay. 8 then, please. Maha. Uh-huh.
Yep.
7 and 5 is 13, Rahul. 5. Okay, Rahul. These things are coming at you, but they're getting each other's way. And Rahul shoots. He's very lucky. I got 2 on him, and they're rolling like crap.
And what's my bonus for him?
You just click on the gun. There's a D20 icon on the sheet next to his gun. So when it asks you for a bonus, just hit 0, submit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's just a game modifier that anyone can...
Where is he?
So while he's resolving that, Haas, what do you wish to do? Well, we know you took the shot, right?
I
owed you that shot from last round, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Wookiee's armor class, I mean, even flat, it's 21, but even flat-footed, which I might be right now, is 20. So 19, just...
I'll use a first one.
But, wait a minute, does he have point-blank shot?
It's already calculated him.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, by all means, use those force points.
Yeah, I used it last time. That's how I hit him.
Okay.
I'll roll my big whopping D6.
I'll jump to you since it's a separate combat.
Four.
That gets shot again. Boy, this thing is getting angrier and angrier. I am tracking your hit points as well, Rob. Getting low, buddy.
Real low. Real low.
Did you get a sheet up and going here?
No, that's what I'm trying to do. I can't get it up and going.
Oh, okay. I'll just have to...
That's what's killing me.
That's all right. I got
it. Don't worry about it. I can stick with the Wookiee. I love the story. You know why I hang up for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I just want to get blamed. Oh, he shoots for the 21 and 19 damage. Manages to shoot one right in the freaking center mass chest. Take that, you big silly buddy condor man. The sky is blue. Birds flying, brother. I shoot people. Occasionally. So he seriously damages one. Doesn't kill it, but seriously damages one. And now we had the Haas go. So round seven, Poser, it's actually your turn. Merrick, you're on deck.
All right. Well, my four suite is out of offensive abilities, so hold out blaster. I'm gonna blast the nearest one.
Okay.
Could use a force point.
Yeah, but no. Look, Look, I need those to enhance my force abilities, damn it.
That's right. I got him so trained, even when a player suggests to help. He's like, no, I will not use them.
All right, so I got a 2 on the dice, so I got a 2 to attack.
Who's got 2 hands and a boatload of force points he's sitting on? This guy. All right. Oh, well. Pull out the hold-up blaster. Hey, I remember this. Shoot.
Well, no, I still had it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
It was just to the side.
That's right. You didn't take the axe out at the beginning of this combat. It's been so long. Okay. Anything else, sir?
Can I try and stealth again?
Sure. Pew! Uh-oh, there goes my position. Stealth somewhere else. There we go.
Stealthy, I got a stealth. 17.
Okay. Might want to go further than one square, though. I'm just saying. Even if you wrap the tree. Even if you're circling the tree or, like, jet off to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, one square.
Yeah.
Not so much. Okay, sir. So holding a 17, remind me to see if we can't find you. Because we break line of sight to fly away and circle back to get our momentum.
Yeah.
And just assume, hey, there's our favorite tree with a guy under it, right? So I'll give you that as well. Merrick, let's switch the map back to the exciting things going on the ship here. Dude, he ran off. Emo left. Hello, everybody.
No, this is not...
Elmo. Sorry, Elmo, not Emo. Elmo. The Elmo. So,
yeah, I wasn't on the ship.
Sorry. Well, it's dark. It's
That's
huge.
Funny joke, because it's from Adam. It's funny.
I wish you can smell the fur, though, the singed fur.
No, it's the shame that I can track.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Oh, you're
dude,
terrible.
Dude, I'm going to give you a force point for that. Give yourself a force point. That is awesome. Well, we've switched this game more to a milestone than straight XP. So I can't just hand it 100 XP, you know, type of thing. So there you go. You have a force point back there, buddy. All nice, right. Nicely done. That was good.
I would like to move up on this corner.
All right, off you go. Have you got it? Why is your mini drained of hit points?
I don't know. Why is my mini drained of hit points?
That'll teach you.
Oh, because remember, he got dropped to 0 in the last, like, in the gladiator ring, and he hasn't been fully healed yet because we comatosed him.
He woke up at, like, 1-ish, I think, or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he woke up at his level.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 4?
Yeah.
Okay, you have 4 hit points, dude. But nothing can hit you. Like, nothing's hit you. You can just find him napping and get shot again in the hallway, but he's doing well.
Well, okay, you should maybe be able to second wind. It's once per day. I don't know if it technically counts as a new day or not, or if it has to be specifically 24 hours or after a long rest.
I don't think he napped that long.
No. You comatose him, though. I feel like comatoses are like super naps.
Because this is the...
I appreciate everything that you're doing, but Merrick is fine. Don't super worry. Nap. Don't worry. Look, watch this.
It's okay. He goes down again. As long as he doesn't take too much damage, I can get him back up.
Yeah, there's no death in this. It's Star Wars. No one dies. Unless you're a fighter pilot.
I want to put shoulder on corner and then shoot many, many blaster energy bolts down corridor. Can I do this?
Where were you? Here. You go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You go here. And you've got a cone spray. How long is the cone?
6 squares.
2, 3, 4, 5. Is it 6 long and like 3 wide, or what is it?
It's 6 and 6. It's like evil cone.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
That's what. Wait, let me double check. It has been a long time since I played.
It's a feat that he picked up at 4th level, and it's nasty.
You it's got ridiculous. Like I like it, though. I love it.
That's good, yeah.
I thought you could choose 6 squares within a cone.
Give me a second. I will verify, and we can all look at this together.
Yeah, that sounds right.
What's the name of the feat?
Give me a second here.
But the thing is, he doesn't have a lot of choices. He can go 1 square in front of him, 2 squares in front of him, 3. Oh, there's a divot. 4 squares in front of him, 5, 6. He could like literally light up the entire hallway.
Yeah, the whole hallway.
6-square cone. It's called Auto Fire Sweep. It's in Legacy, page 34.
Ah.
Okay. So it's 6 wide at the end and 6 deep from your gun. Like a big T, and then we just fill in the edges.
The stipulation, it has to be I'm pretty sure it's within my first range increment.
Yeah, that's fine. You have a rifle. No, I think you've got this whole Howard cover right to the chair, man. You didn't get that far. You're still in there, aren't you? You're only.
I'm going to give it there. I'm hiding. I was trying to get there, the little corner part there.
And in all fairness, I'm not bracing, so I'm taking a -5 every time.
Okay. Plus the -5 for the dark?
Yep.
That's like -10?
Yep.
Does that mean you wouldn't have hit him the last 2 times?
No, because I hit on misses.
It's auto fire.
Right. Okay, so go ahead.
Sasha, teach this man who is superior organism. It was 13 to hit without any negatives. Yeah. -5, minus another 5 if you want to impose darkness. Still 3, probably a heavy miss.
Okay, but because technically you can spray that square from your position.
He takes half damage of 14.
He takes 7 points. Okay.
I came with a Wookiee roar. I'm so wounded at this point. I dropped to my knees.
Cry some more.
I smell a dark side point coming.
I got one attack left in me.
No, dude, you went from 7 to 4 because you got shot.
Yeah.
You have 4 points. You just took 7.
No, I've got one attack. I've got one attack left in me to get this guy. I will get him where he shoots me down.
I thought you just got shot down.
No, I said, I went for one attack because I'm trying to see if I've got anything that I can use in my favor to
mitigate
the attack.
No, but you could have, he could swift wind, right?
I don't know the rules for this one very well.
Yeah, the NPC could get like part of his hit points back.
So it is either your constitution score. So, like, if your constitution is 13, you can get 13 hit points back with the swift action. Or it is...
Order total?
Wookie's con is, like, 16.
Okay, well, what's his total HP?
Like, 38.
Okay. Then 16 is going to be higher. So you can earn 16 hit points back.
I was going to say, too bad, so sad, but you did have a swift action left at the last round. So we'll activate that, and a -3 just became 13.
Haha, up on my feet I am.
Sorry,
just
Ryan.
Just to make things interesting. No, we will retime for him as well. Like, these guys are almost named characters, Wookiee Slaver number 1. Anyway, Zin, and I believe this is Frank Zin, again, like these are just seconds going by, and he's really searching this guy. He's just, putting him in a bunk and crawling in next to him. Who knows what's going on in that room? The Quarren assassin, luckily, is out of range, is around a corner, goes low, Leth misses, and I am going to... Where's my Quarren assassin here? Bump, 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 bump. I'm going to jump around the corner, Leth, and stab you with an actual... Oh, never mind. I threw that knife. I forgot. That was the ting, ting, ting last game. I jump around the corner and grab an empty holster and go, shit, shoot you in the face.
She has a finger in your mouth. Yep. You're both uncomfortable.
Yep. he moves up to get under your guard, thinking you're hoping that he's further away, and just like right there on the corner shoots at you.
I was going to say, do I get attack of opportunity or how?
No, I don't think so. I recently got a happy message / angry text from Doug Baldwin about our last what pulls and what provokes and what doesn't and such. And Wii pistols, you can use them four attacks of opportunity, or you can't. But anyway, they don't provoke. I don't believe.
No, it's not. It's not that they don't provoke, and that's not the problem. It's him moving around me that I have my pistol drawn.
No, he moves up here. He takes a step, a single step.
Ah, okay. He jumps around in front of me and.
No, he wants to move forward. Like, sorry, I like jump out with my knife, and it's like, oh, this doesn't happen. He doesn't have it. So what would actually happen? As I step forward, one step, I go to draw my knife, just like you did in the lab, and there's no knife. So I don't even make it to, like, stabby position. I get one square and reach for an empty holster, and he's like, shit.
I have a knife. Not on me, but I have a knife.
From this corner, I'm going to shoot at you. Does a pistol...
No, it doesn't
provoke. Draw from a pistol? Anyway. You're right there. I'm getting my bonus back, and I'm going to shoot you in the face. 12.
So angry.
They are.
Very angry.
These guys did not have enough hugs, and now they're in the assassin business, and they're not very good. But anyway, that's my last Corrin. Now it's the actual Wookiee's turn.
Charge.
Okay. Jump in there with your... Okay. So, it's not exactly a straight line, nor do you have your baton drawn.
Okay, now I'm just gonna, the way I see this, if he came in and sprayed the whole hallway, I've got to have a straight line to him.
Not if you said you tucked your butt in this corner.
I didn't get there. That's where I was headed. I never got there.
Oh, I thought you said I'm tucking my butt in this corner.
No, that's where I was headed, but I never got there. I didn't enough move to get there before he opened fire on me again. If he'd given me another 3 seconds.
Can you charge in an L? Because you're like 1, 2, get to the corner, and there he is.
How much of him's hanging around the corner?
I can give not it. Much. What I can do is you can charge him in a straight line, but you initiate your attack here on the corner, and he gets the bonus from the corner. Otherwise, you're literally stabbed. Like you're charging and then
I'll take it.
Close hanging, right? So, dropping your rifle, your bowcaster, and running at him, drawing your. What do you have, stun baton?
Yep.
Unless you just want to, grab him. Grappling is really bad if you do not have feats, and I do not think this guy has feats.
No, he does not.
Okay. And this Wookiee comes running at you, stun baton, and he's not just furry. Dude's got fur sticking out of battle armor. No wonder he's so hard to hit. And he rolls a...
15 plus 3.
I'm looking at a 9.
I didn't scroll down far enough there. Sorry. I got too many windows going on here. There we go. Oh, yeah. 9 plus 3, 12.
Okay. Comes charging at you. Minus the 5 for cover, plus the bonuses for charging. I do not think so. What is your actual reflex there, Merrick?
20.
We have a ballpark. Yeah. His is 20, 21. Yeah. 20 flat foot, 21. So you guys are heavily armored. He runs up and jabs you with the stun baton, but it's too thick of plating. Bounces off the corner.
Oh.
Hello, lady friend.
Leth, you're up. Dr. Leth.
Well, then I will... Yes.
Come on, flashback to Frankenstein. Remember you put that pistol under his chin?
Oh, that's where I'm going.
Okay.
He's right around the corner.
Yeah. Show us that Dr. Leth magic. Makes his best kills when no one's watching, when there's no players within,
Nobody believes you ever.
No, seriously. He was alone in the hallway with a Frankenstein alien, and he blew his head off, and nobody saw it. Oh, I think Merrick did. This is funny.
Attack of 14?
Where's my guy here? Da-da-da-da-da. No. Sorry.
Can I use a force point?
Sure. I wish people would use more. I wish you guys would just, empty them on any given combat. It'd be great. Make my day.
16.
No, sorry. Yeah. Tried. But thank you. Thank you for trying.
Okay,
he's too wily.
The last bit of what I will do is move up behind me a little bit and into the doorway to the lab.
There we go. Take some cover. I don't have my weapon in hand, so no slapping for you, Wooby. And that brings us back to Rahal in the dark against the birds. So many condors and so many men coming at us. Again, waiting for the condors to attack. One, not flapping very strongly, but... couple hit points is a couple hit points. Natural 20. Crit.
They have to make a perception check, Jeff.
Oh, right. Natural 20 to perceive you. It's my first roll.
And it's a standard action to perceive.
Not move? Okay.
It's a standard action.
It's just like
I called out earlier in the episode.
No, it's just like in the movies. You come out, you stop, you look around.
That's fine. Well, he's flying around and he goes swooping sort of over here where your last position was and doesn't see you. And he comes around, there he is, and lines up a new attack, but his round is done. As for Rahal, rolling away. Nope, not having much luck seeing him or attacking him. So Rahal's gold and will shoot the big birdman. Where'd he go? Bum 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 bum. Rahal. Whoops. Wrong guy. Good old Rahal. Hey, everybody, look, character sheets. You almost got to see them. I got all that. 19! Please tell me that hits a bird. Please tell me that's going to hit a bird, man. Condor man, your days are numbered. Yes, it does. And 21 points of damage. Oh, look at that. He actually drops one of his own bird dudes. And odd or even there, Jedi?
Let's go odd.
Odd? Okay. Yeah. I will let you choose. Does he shoot the guy he wounded? Or does he put a nice big smack down on a fresh guy?
Kills the one he wounded.
Okay, he does. One less condor facing this man. Haas. Yes, I'm bringing up the map, Haas. That's your first question. Haas.
It's all good.
Haas, did we miss you last night? No, we're here. Okay.
No, kind of, but it's all good.
Oh, sorry. did we miss you? Do I owe you a turn?
No, it's just...
Oh, that's right, because we got you ahead. Now you're caught up. Okay.
Actually...
Yeah, because we started around 5, it's only around 7, but he did a double turn because it took him too much to actually shoot. So when we got to that next round, we're like, you missed. So we're all caught up. It's good. Haas, what do you want to do?
What can I see precisely? Since I'm peering.
Yeah. In the darkness, you know, big man on corner, Wookiee beside him. But again, it's all LED lights and silhouettes and Merrick mocking.
With the stun baton in his hand.
Oh, yeah, we see crackle. Like, you can see flashes of battle. The two opponents are lit up, and you see the static. Then it goes dark, and you hear Merrick mocking him and laughing. And then the night is lit up again with blaster fire. Like, you can track this. You can get in there. I'll even let you... But you got to shoot past two corners to get the Wookiee that's here. And through Merrick. Like, the insane bonuses of cover that he has to shoot... You shoot past two corners. Well, sorry, the first corner doesn't count because you're on it. Mm-hmm. But you got to shoot past this corner, giving me 5. Another through Merrick, giving me 10. So if you move up 5, 10, 15, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's cheese, but technically he's over here, and you can just shoot past Merrick, you know?
Okay.
Free shot.
Sounds good.
Hi there, big dude.
I used to like you.
Reach around. What?
And I'm taking a minus 5-ish still for darkness, or no?
Yeah, unfortunately, because they don't have a 50-50. It's not like he's invisible, but...
Just so I know.
Yeah.
There we go.
What we got?
I got a 15 for an attack.
So that's 10?
No, that's with my... That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. You hit him square, but it just could ching off that heavy battle armor, unfortunately, which counts as no damage for me. Round 8. Gentlemen, we've spent our hour in combat. We're going into overtime. We got a little bit of time left. Let's do this double time, boys. Poser. What do you do?
I'm going to aid another.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Don't you have to be near him?
No, not necessarily.
Depends on the type of aid.
So aiding an attack roll. In combat, you can aid another character's attack by forcing an opponent to avoid your own attacks, making it more difficult for him to avoid your ally. Select an opponent, make an attack against a reflex defense of 10. If you succeed, you grant a +2 bonus on a single ally's next attack roll against that opponent. So I, due to
Sounds
the fact-
Sounds like you're adjacent. You're screwing a guy up, so he doesn't... Say that again? It just sounded like the two guys were adjacent. I'm interference! I get him!
You can aid another character's attack by forcing an opponent to avoid your own attacks, making it more difficult.
Oh, okay. Right. Ally. Suppressive fire. And then he
gets suppressive fire. Like, gotcha. I shoot high, so he ducks low, and Rahal can trace not only the dude ducking low, but also can trace my fire to see which one I'm aiming at.
I gotcha. You're lighting up the target.
Yeah, exactly. Making it easier for him to see.
Sure.
It's a lot lower.
I'm sensing you forgiving him. There's some forgiveness in that tracer fire after Rahal got a dark side point for, you know, trying to sell you. Leaving to a Dez. And I got a 5. There's no love in that combat round. Okay, Merrick. there's no love in that combat round. What are you trying to do? Merrick.
That was nicely set up, but...
Lacy's trying different tactics.
I think he was trying to take a shot at Rahal.
We're adapting.
I think he was just legit trying.
We don't know.
No, he's trying something different instead of executing the same attack every round. Oh, Merrick! Yeah. Speaking of Merrick, what have you got left, Merrick? What are you?
This Wookiee is at point blank, like literally, like
he's right in front of you. Yeah.
All right.
Your rifle will provoke, I guess.
But do I incur the darkness penalty?
Set him on fire.
What?
You are just mean to this Wookiee.
Do I have? I didn't say set him on fire, but do I still? Would I if? Incur a
he took it for you with his stun baton as he ran up to you.
Okay, and now refresh me, is incurring attack of opportunities like moving out of thresholds a thing with Star Wars? I forget.
Yes, you can withdraw as a move action.
I can withdraw as a move action. Very good, very good to know. Okay, I withdraw back one step. No, this is not how we play game. This is how we play game from where I come from.
Stand on the bed.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
I have the high ground!
Yep, put the guy on the other side of the bed. Kill the light switch and say, come at me, bro. You know, there's still kind of that unsure slap happy going on. Okay, so you're back in onto the chairs?
Yep.
Okay. Climb check? Easy, like, insanely easy, but unless something goes horribly wrong where, like, the chair breaks under your weight or whatever. But I'd still like to see the little...
Sure.
Yep, no problem.
All right.
I was looking for, like, under 5 or 1 or something. Yeah, horrible happens. Mm-hmm.
No, 100%. The ones happen. They're the real thing.
Yep.
Yeah, we literally just saw one.
Yeah.
Well, it was a 4 to get a 7. But anyway, okay, so you back up on the chairs and what?
Brrrah! Just light it up.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I don't drag it. Click it.
You're back. I'm here. So miss. Miss. That corner, you're far enough back. You're trying to do a cone.
Yeah.
It actually gives him 5.
Okay.
So... his armor class is 21.
Okay.
It was just 26. So that attack at 25 unfortunately misses.
But he gets 8 damage.
But you have point blank shot, right? No, you can't use that with a spray. You got a force point?
Sure. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, now you can spend force points.
What? Oh, no, wait. I just got one because I taunted you.
That's so right.
Yeah. I spend this force point in the name of the deity that gave it to me.
In the name of the force.
All praise be the force.
All praise Log.
Boost.
29.
Damn.
Sorry, dude.
There is Wookiee spray everywhere.
Oh, God. We had 13 points, and you just did 17. So
well done. Well done.
Anyway, he's down to 0, and I'll be back after some light healing. Yeah. Falls, sinks to his knees in battle armor. So unless you guys catch up bottle him, he's fine. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. The reel's in. Aha! Finds a secret letter about his father to his sister's cousin's roommate, which makes us absolutely nothing on that body. Moving on to the Quarren.
I get it.
Thank you.
I was with you on that one.
I'll tuck into that. I think I'm driving you back, so I'm going to tuck in on that corner so it doesn't give me a penalty, and you have your doorway giving you a bonus, and I will shoot at Dr. Leth. What do we got here? Whee! 10. With my 2.
Hey, no, wait, that's double better than Aiden's last roll.
That's true. That's okay.
I mean, there's also darkness and all that.
Shoot yourself.
And all that, yeah. The Wookiee is at negative, well, it's at 0, because in this game you don't go negative bleeds out. And you have to make a, what happens when you go to 0 again? You gotta make a fort?
I don't remember.
There's a way to stabilize. I don't think these guys are going to let you stabilize, but...
Anyway. That's what I was going to say. I'll try if I get a chance to.
Maybe.
Or is Sony making Wookiee mittens? Like, damn.
I don't know. It's your go. Anyway, while we're looking up his last few seconds of, I'm stable! And then they'll probably execute him. See, here's the thing, though. If you stabilize, okay, the guy is down. Tie him up, whatever. You guys just go over and put a gun to the back of his head. Right? Like, that's evil. That's a dark side point. Because you guys know the ship is still in danger, that there's people everywhere. Yeah, Haas, you can have this one, buddy, right? Haas hasn't collected. Tag him in.
Haas, you got to be part of the cool club. And to get in the cool club...
got to kill a Wookiee.
Put a bullet in the brain, no problem.
And have a dark point.
If you do this, I don't know. If you do this, that kind of puts you onto the character roster. You become a player, and then we've got a 6-man show. So everyone's got to be down with this. And that's it. One of you is going to get the dark side boy. And it should possibly be Merrick, but if Haas is gonna take one for the team, then
would that be my second dark side point for doing what I do?
Well, you do it so well.
I do do it so well. But I mean, it's not like I dropped him from a high altitude.
How about those stabilization rolls there, Aiden?
Look, I have a lot to look through, okay?
That's true.
So we'll move on.
We'll move on. No.
Okay,
we're gonna stop time right here, and Rahal is gonna take his shot. Because next up, after the Wookiee stabilizes, is Haas. So we need to know.
It's okay. Wookiee
stabilizes. I got it if you're ready.
Hang on, let me just double check what. 22.
No.
I shoot a bird for 18 points. Oh, he's so badly wounded, but he's still there. Okay.
He does. If that beats his damage threshold, he drops one on the condition track as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that 22 is a crit.
Yeah.
Which means automatic. It does the crit damage. It says crit damage 18.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming it put it in there.
Yeah. He got a 9 normally.
Yeah. If you hover over, so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, and some serious track. Anyway, so stabilizing?
Yes. Okay, so 0 hit points. A creature reduces 0 hit points, moves negative 5 steps on the condition track, and falls unconscious. However, if the damage that reduced the creature to 0 equals or exceeds its damage threshold, the creature is killed instantly. What's the Wookiee's damage threshold?
Oh, damn.
I don't think it had 19. Any prior penalties.
And it just took, what, 17 points?
Yeah.
Oh, so close.
Haha.
Gamed.
If that was a devastating attack, you would have killed him honorably. None of this cold blood dark side shit. Okay.
I don't know. I thought I'm concerned he's dead.
No. So if it doesn't straight up kill, then a creature falls unconscious. When you fall unconscious, you fall prone and are unable to take any actions. After 1 minute, 10 rounds, you make a DC 10 constitution check. On a success, you move +1 step on the condition track, regain consciousness, recover hit points equal to your level, and can act normally on your next turn. Although you will start prone. If the check fails, you remain unconscious for 1 hour, after which you can attempt another constitution check. You can make them every hour until you regain. If you fail by 5 or more points, or if you roll a natural 1 on your constitution check, you are dead. You cannot take 10 on a constitution check.
So let's have it. Give us a raw roll there.
There's
a lot of rules of it.
No, yeah, and we covered this a while ago, but it's like, it's been so long.
Said he had to wait a minute before he could make.
Yeah, I have to wait a minute. 10 rounds.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, like I got 10 rounds of line here. So.
Okay. Now, I'll give you this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's Haas's go. All right, American Haas, you know, approach the body. Okay, people snuck aboard your ship in the middle of the night, attacked us while we were sleeping, and continued to try to shoot us dead while we chase them through the halls defending ourselves and our ship. I might rethink that dart side point, but you know what? We'll take the week. So we'll see you next time. And we shot the first. And I mean this in every physical character and Wookiee way, unconscious Rob. Say goodnight, Rob.
Never know. You never know.